KFYO 739. Tom Collins and joined by Mike Webb of the Stone Ridge Group. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt the sip of the Daybreak coffee there.
Oh, good morning.
All right. Mike has been working feverishly on this. Now, this Casas for Casa deal is a huge fundraiser for court-appointed special advocates. First of all, a court-appointed special advocate, or a CASA, the cluster of these people, the organization is also called CASA. But if you're a volunteer and you're a CASA, you're the eyes and ears of the judge and the court outside in the child's life. Then you're also advocating for the child in court and saying, look, this is really what this kid needs. And you're there facilitating and mentoring and being a advocate for a child that doesn't necessarily have guardian. So this is why this is such an important deal. So Mike goes to my church and, you know, we were talking about this stuff and he's like, I think I'm in. So anyway, it's kind of an ominous task because it's not one but two houses.
Right.
Oh, by the way, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Now, here's the deal. Mike's sitting over there just, you know, sucking this coffee, this Daybreak coffee down. He's a little bleary-eyed this morning because one of the buildings that we are working on is kind of a knockoff of the old Deco building of KFYO when it was way, way, way downtown.
Right. So based on a picture that we saw in the hallway, so we took it to an architect over at Hun Designs, and he kind of tried to bring out some of the character of the old KFYO building.
It's really neat. Now, this is going to have a stove finish on the outside, which is actually, most people would call it ephes,
right,
or it's an acrylic, like a synthetic kind of a stucco.
Exactly.
Looks like it has, now it's got, you know, a metal roof on it that looks like...
It looks like a tile roof. It resembles a tile roof. We've also got some exterior tile on it. We're going to have some metal railings, a little sun deck. So, like I said, we're trying to build more than just a small playhouse, something with some architectural details.
Okay, now, not only a playhouse, but also a doghouse.
A doghouse.
That can accommodate, I guess, the doghouse in this particular, in the KFYO deal...
It's a pretty good sized doghouse.
Yeah, I mean, you like a kid could go in there and camp out with their dog or something.
Absolutely.
And there's a scuttle in there so mom and pop can go drag them out when it's time to get ready for church.
And retrieve them, right.
Now, building number two that we are building, because Lowe's Home Improvement, never stop improving, has donated quite a bit of materials. And I want to add this, too. And if you know Mike, you know, poke him in the eye with a sharp stick and say, hey, man, thanks. Or if you'd like to pass an offering plate for Mike, because I can tell you that Mike's thrown in $500 of his own money into this deal.
Yeah, at least several times.
But seriously, he has. But Lowe's has stepped up to the pump and give us all kinds of materials. So because of that.
Well, Lowe's has been great. Clint has provided a lot of materials. They've kind of given us open-end. Anything we need, come and get it. We've also had several of our customers that we've worked for in the past have called and donated some money as well to help us.
Okay. Hey, just if somebody wants to get involved and, you know, throw a couple of bucks at this thing, what's your cell phone number if somebody wants to ring you up?
787-8334.
787-8334. That's Mike Webb's number with the Stone Ridge Group. We're going to come back, talk more about Casas for Casa, when, where, and how you can help raise money for court-appointed special advocates. 742, good morning. Good morning right now, 746. Hope that you are having a good morning so far. Talking with Mike Webb, Stone Ridge Group, custom home builders, and highfalutin remodelers. Because when they redo it, I hate that word remodeling. It's because I don't have a better word for it.
I think updating is a good word.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Use the U word, not the R word. But anyway, just a bit about the Stone Ridge Group. I don't know if you've ever had like a natural countertop or anything like that, you know, granite, stone, you know, whatever. But they don't sub this out to other people. What they do is they'll make a template out of, you know, plastic and make an actual pattern for the pieces that are going to fit together. Then they take the pattern and then they cut the stone and polish the stone to fit the pattern.
Right.
And then you guys put it in there. So it's not, you know, this is not a countertop that was, you know, manufactured, you know, somewhere in the South Sea of China. This was made right here at Lubbock, Texas.
Absolutely. Well, we like to pay attention to the details. One thing that we like doing by doing that template is the customer could come out to the shop. We can lay that up on the actual piece of stone and pay attention to the graining and whatnot, color, and so that once we put it into the house, it looks really, really nice.
Good. Now, if I guess somebody wanted to contact you, is your Stone Ridge phone number the same as your cell phone?
Yes, it is. Yeah, just call my cell phone.
Okay.
You reach me directly.
Whip that out again, 787-what?
8334.
8334 if you'd like to talk to Mike and the Stone Ridge Group. Back on the Casas for Casa deal, we're building a replica of the KFYO building, I guess, back from the 50s and 60s, and also a Lowe's Home Improvement.
Yeah, storefront. We're basically replicating a miniature store for Lowe's.
Now, I'll just give you a heads up here. We're already talking about what we're going to do this next year. You know, and we have got some really fun ideas. Now, we're not going to spill the beans because we're going to take this, you know, with a couple of things we talked about in the last 24 hours, totally out of the box, never been done before in a Casa for Casa, to my knowledge, anywhere. I've never seen any, because they do this all over the country.
Right. Well, you get enough of these contractors involved, and the more that we talk about Casa and helping kids, the more excited they become, and then the imagination flows from there.
Now, inside of the Lowe's thing, what are we thinking? How are we going to – this is not just a playhouse. We're gonna hook this. Whoever gets this for their kid, they're hooked up because they're going to have all the bells and whistles.
Well, one thing that we did is we incorporated a plug in the back of these two playhouses that, you know, the homeowner, whoever, grandparent that ends up with this could run an extension cord out to it, plug it in, and we'll have power. We'll have a small air conditioner in there. They're insulated. The Lowe's will have a little workbench, maybe a pegboard, and some little tools where they can
real tools. Imagine. Now, you know, we're not giving the kid a circular saw or a reciprocating saw.
Well, but just some of the basics.
Well, like, you know, tape measure, level, speed square. You know, stuff like that.
Just some of the tools of the trade. Again, what we're trying to do is create some interest in the kids and some of the tools that we use to do these projects.
Educational.
Now, absolutely.
Now, you know, I may be speaking out of turn here, but, you know, I'm going to be visiting with the people over at Guitar Center. I already have. But they've got some, like, you know, really simplistic recording equipment where, you know, it's USB compatible, so you can actually upgrade this, plug it into your computer, hook it up to GarageBand.
Sure.
Or you can just sit there and talk on the microphone and listen through headphones. So it includes the basic unit and a microphone, mic cord, mic stand, and the headphones.
Right.
You know, of course, we're going to try and make it look kind of like a newsroom. Yeah, the building's going to be kind of deco and have this retro feel, but...
Well, there's only so much we can do, Tom,
right,
in a small space that we're
right
allowed.
Yeah, these are small playhouses. We're restricted because some people were building these things so stinking heavy, you know, they were tipping the forklifts over.
Well, that's easy to do.
Yeah. So, yeah, you get carried away. So these are like 8 foot wide. What's
6 foot deep and no higher than 7 feet.
So, yeah. But I will tell you that these structures that are built by Stone Ridge Group, they have to be built on a subfloor in skids so they can be picked up.
Right.
But you built them like houses. I mean, you drive the floor in, you know, drive the roofs in, everything's flashed. I mean, it's built like a house.
It is the best that we could. Right.
I mean, it is what it is. It's a playhouse, but, you know, the whole thing is what we wanted to do is we wanted to make it pretty nice.
Yeah, so, take no shortcuts.
Yeah. So anyway, if that sounds good to you, if you want to see what they can do for your house, then come out and see these Casas for Casa, because you're thinking, oh my gosh, if they're going to do that on a playhouse, what are they going to do on a real house?
Right.
You know, so anyway, that's the whole purpose of this deal. Besides raising money for CASA, court-appointed special advocates, we're going to set these things on the ground. Starts on the 11th. You can go by and get your chances and drop it in the bucket of your choice. Hopefully, our buckets will be overflowing, because I have a feeling that our structures are going to be cool to the 10th power.
Well, we hope so. We're doing our best.
All right, Mike, thanks for coming in this morning. Stone Ridge Group, what's your cell phone number? Somebody wants to get involved.
787-8334.
Ring them up. Mike Webb, say thanks. Appreciate you being here, man. It's 752. Good morning.